Okay, today's daf is Meiser Sheni Daf Aleph, as we start off a new world of Meiser Sheni, as we have been discussing the past couple of Masechtas. Every Masechta is its own world. Meisris, you might have said, is connected to Trumos somewhat. Meiser Sheni is connected, but there's a lot of unique halachos, many dinim in Meiser Sheni that we have not touched on that is unique to Meiser Sheni. I shouldn't say so unique, because it's shared with Ravai, which is discussed at the end of the Masechta. Meiser Sheni and Ravai. Ravai does not have its own Masechta. That's for the Rambam also. Hilchos Meiser Sheni Veneta Ravai. The Rambam puts together because they have the same halachas of course, being eaten in Yerushalayim. The Rambam and Hilchos Meiser Sheni and Neta Ravai says that there are 9 mitzvahs that he's going to discuss in Meiser Sheni. 9 mitzvahs that we're going to talk about. And there's more. There's more topics than these 9 mitzvahs. The Rambam counts Hafrashas Meiser Sheni as one. There's an Isser D'Araisa, number 2, the Rambam says, not to, and again, as we're going to do a couple of minutes of introduction, as we normally do at the beginning of a Masechta, Be'ezus Hashem, Shelo Lahotzi Dama B'Shar Tzarchem Bnei Adam, there's an Isser D'Araisa to use it for the money. I mean, let's go back a step. There's Meiser Sheni fruit. Well, it's Meiser Sheni fruit, so we know when we have Tevel, so the first thing we take off is Bikurim. We don't take it off. We designate it after Bikurim. Or if you don't do Bikurim, like we don't do Bizman Hazeh, because not taking off Bikurim does not lead to Tevel. Truma and Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and he takes off Trumas Meiser from that Meiser Rishon and gives it to the Kohen. And then in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, we have Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is designated, is separated, and then the owner takes that up to Yerushalayim to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim. Fine. It has Kedusha. There's an Isra to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. There could be a mitzvah to eat it in Yerushalayim. But there is a whole area of halacha called Pidyon and Chilul. Right? And that is, let's say it's too much to schlep. To the fruiter, there's so much of it, so I'm allowed to be poded. It's a pasuk in the Torah that you could switch the Kedusha from the fruit onto the money, and now the fruit are chulin, and the money now has kedusha. I bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and I buy. We're going to have all the different rules of what you're allowed to buy. What's the best thing to buy, what you're allowed to buy, what you're not allowed to buy, right, in Yerushalayim, and consume it in Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni is only allowed to be used for certain purposes, as we learn Truma, eating, drinking, smearing. Right, Achila, Shasiya, and Sicha. Those are the three. Right, that's considered normal consumption and chush of consumption. One is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni Betuma. One is not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni Ba'aninus. That's the only halacha that's explicit and agreed upon of Aninus Daraisa regarding Meiser Sheni. Right, the whole concept of aninus, bizman hazeh, machlokes, aninus daraisa, aninus drabanan, and when is it daraisa? But what's beferish in the Torah is lo achalti va'oni mimenu, as it says towards the end of the Torah, that it wasn't eaten by aninus. And then there's a separate iser. I think we mentioned this in the past, in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk in Chumash that has the most mitzvahs learned out from that one pasuk. Right, there's an iser pasuk that says that you can't eat Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. And there's a separate mitzvah counted. You can't eat Meiser Sheni of Dagon outside of Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheni of Tirosh outside of Yerushalayim, Meiser Sheni of Yitzhar outside of Yerushalayim, the oil and the wine and the wheat. And you can't, all those are learned out. Right, that whole pasuk, I think, is 7 or 8 mitzvahs learned out from that one pasuk. So there are many mitzvahs related to Meiser Sheni. 9 here. And then there's Neta Ravai. Neta Ravai is 4th year fruit learned out. Machlokes, we're going to get to in the Gemara, whether Neta Ravai applies to all, just like Trumas and Meisris, or does it only apply to grapes? There's a Deah like that. Kerem Ravai. Only Kerem Ravai. And then there's a concept of Vidui Meisris, we're going to have to talk about. That at the end of the Meisris cycle, we do vidui, and we confess and admit that, and hopefully we've done everything exactly how it's supposed to have been done. That's vidui maestris. When is that done? At the end of each cycle. What does that mean? So I think we mentioned this also. Meiser Sheni, as we mentioned, is only done in 1, 2, 4, and 5. In year 3 and 6, there's a substitute, Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani instead of Meiser Sheni. So if you think about it, there's really 2 cycles. There's 2 cycles within the Shemitah cycle, right? There's 3 years, exact same thing. And then 3 years. And then Shemitah is something separate. Vidui Meisris is done at the end of each cycle, which means Pesach time in year 4, and Pesach time in year 7, which is after the 3-year plus cycle has been done with Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. So that's when the Vidui Maaser is done. And again, all of this is going to come up in this Masechta. The Ramban, interestingly, says, the Rambam, hey, there's another mitzvah, he didn't count. You think there's enough mitzvahs here? There's 9 in Maaser Sheni. The Ramban says, there's another mitzvah he did not count. This is, we know the Ramban adds on to mitzvahs that he thinks the Rambam forgot off his list. And mitzvah number 1. Mitzvah number 1 that the Ramban adds on. He adds on ases and he adds on los ases. So adds on ases, mitzvah number 1, shenitz tavinu lechol maaser sheni uvechoros biYerushalayim lefnei hakel yisala. Achilas maaser sheni. The Rambam does not count the mitzvah of eating maaser sheni as a separate mitzvah asay d'oraisa in Yerushalayim. The Ramban says yes, shenitz tavinu lechol. And the Ramban says, this mitzvah is very significant and important. The Torah itself gives a reason, very unusual. The Torah gives a reason what this is going to bring. I wouldn't call it a reason, I would call it a goal. But the Torah says the goal of what Maaser Sheni, Laman Tilmad Liyira, Laman Tilmad Liyira, Hashem Elokecha, so that it leads to Yira Shamayim. The Rabban counts that. Laman Tilma Liyira. Right? Tosfos in Baba Basra. Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Chaf Aleph, expands on this. Tosfos in Baba Basra. Where's my Baba Basra? Chaf Aleph Amad Aleph. Tosfos says there. Kimitzion Teite Torah. Says in the Gemara. Lefisha Hayaroe Kedusha Gedola. How are you inspired when you go to Yerushalayim? Because you see the amazing sanctity. The Kohanim Oskim Ba'avoda. And the Kohanim being Osik in the Avoda. Hayamachavin Libo Yoser. Liyira Shamayim v'lo Motorah. You will see the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash working so hard and exact that will lead to Yira Shamayim and it will inspire me to learn more Torah. Based on the Pasuk, Kididar Shinan b'Sifri, like the Sifri Darshas, Lamad Tilma Liyira. Godo Maaser Sheni, Shemevi Lidei Talmud. Great is the Maaser Sheni experience that I bring it to Yerushalayim and I'm inspired there. Lefi Shahya Omid b'Yerushalayim, Ad Sheyochal Maaser Sheni Shelo. Because just being in Yerushalayim is going to inspire. V'hayaroe shekulam oskim b'malecha shamayim. Everybody's involved in God's work. U'ba'avoda hayagam kinhu mechavin liyir shamayim v'osik b'torah. Great Tosfos. Chaf aleph aman aleph in Baba Basra. That going to Yerushalayim, at that time seeing the Kohanim in the avoda, and doing the avoda, v'chulu. Interesting little machlokas on the pasuk. On that pasuk in Re'eh. The pasuk says... Again, if we read the pasuk perek yudal pasuk yud, v'yachal to levnei Hashem alokecha b'makom asher yivchar l'shaken shemo sham, right, in the place that Hashem will choose. Obviously, Yerushalayim is not mentioned in the Torah b'feirush. The first time the word Yerushalayim comes up is the 10th parak of Yehoshua. It's not mentioned in the Torah. Just as the place that I'll show you, l'matil ma liyirat Hashem alokecha kol yamim, so that you will learn to have yirat shemayim. So if you look in the Rashbam and the Svarno on the pasuk, the Rashbam and the Svarno. How will you be inspired? The Rashbam, Laman Tilma Liyira, Kishetire Makom Shchina, V'Kohanim Ba'avodasam, Ulevim B'Duchanim V'Yisrael B'Mamadam. So that sounds like Tosfos, right? The Rashbam, you might have say, what, might call him one of the Baalei HaTosfos, right? Or, you know, he was around that time, Rashi's grandchildren, Rashi's grandson. So the Rashbam says, like Tosfos says in Baba Basra, you'll be inspired by the Kohanim, the Levim. The Svarno says, "Lamatil Maliyira, ki b'makom anivchar lamikdash, yia bezdin hagadol lahavinu lahoros." It's the bezdin hagadol that's going to teach. Ki mitzion teitzei Torah that's going to teach. The greatest 71 rabbis are there. Imagine the 71 gedolei gedorah, seeing them just walking around Yerushalayim. The greatest 71 talmidei chachamim and leaders in the whole generation. Imagine just walking and seeing like 10 of them. Like whoa, like you can't. And you walk down the other street, there's another 10 of them. So it's amazing. So that's the Svarno. Again, this is the Ramban counts as a mitzvah asay d'oraisa, independent. Zu mitzvah mena mitzvah, yigdola ma'od. V'ani tam al harabazeh, says the Ramban, I don't know why the Rambam didn't write this as a mitzvah. V'im ulai hayadaito, she'enon elo limnoa achilasan chutz l'Yerushalayim, it's just an isser asay. Maybe the Ramban says, the Rambam holds. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Right? When the Torah says to eat in Yerushalayim, the focus is really just don't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Not what we call a kiyum asay, but an isra asay. But says the Ramban, there's a separate lav. V'hu alav, shaman arav, mitzvah, kuf mem alav, shalol lechem ma'ez hasheni, chuz Yerushalayim. You already have a losa asay. So this is a different. V'alo huzal hamoneh lavin michlal asay, b'chesh b'mitzvah asay. You're allowed to count mitzvahs and asays and losa asays. V'o shezu be'emes mitzvah kavua. This is a mitzvah kavua. And he says, what's his example? What's his raya? Psachim Nuntes. He quotes, Achilas Kodshim. Achilas Kodshim. And the Ramban says, Nisva'er, ki Achilas HaKodshim Lebailim Ulura'ui Le'ochlan Asay. Achilas Kodshim to the owner or to whoever is Ra'ui. Interesting Lashon. Is there more of a lachadchila for the owner to eat the karban than to the anyone else? But he says, Achilas Kodshim Lebailim Ulura'ui Le'ochlan Asay. Ukimo! Shehu asei lekohanim bechatos ubaashamos kachu lebailim bechela karoy lehem. So the Ramban expands. He says the Gemara talks about achilas kachim being a mitzvah. So obviously, mechavayis hasheni is also a mitzvah. So says the Megillas Esther right here, one of the defenders of the Rambam. He says first of all, he meiser sheni eating meiser sheni is in the mitzvah of hafreshes meiser sheni. You're mafresh it and then you eat it. Read it this way, he counts it as one. Right, just like, I'll add, he doesn't count Hafrasha and Achilas Truma as two separate mitzvahs. Hafrasha and Nesinas Truma as two separate mitzvahs. You might say, because here, the Bailam eat the Maaser Sheni. Right, so maybe it's even a little different. It's a little better to count this Achila with Hafrasha because you're eating it. You're eating it, not giving it to the Kohen. So maybe that's another reason why Achila would be included. I don't want to get into the Achilas Truma and the other ones now. And Achilas HaMaaser Rishon, I was just referring to what I just said about the Hafrasha and the Nesina are all counted as the same. But here maybe there's even a bigger reason to include the Achila in that because it's all done by the same person. And then at the end, he says what we might have been thinking. And that riot that the Ramban brings, who says Maaser Sheni is like Kachim? The Ramban says, Kamo Chain, just like Kachim, so they're Maaser Sheni. So Maaser Sheni is the first that we have discussed in this Seder that seems to have something to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Truma has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maaser, all of that were beautiful hafrashes and mitzvahs that we discussed, but nothing to do with Kachim, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Maaser Sheni, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim we'll have to talk about. According to a number of sources, Yerushalayim is an expanded Beis HaMikdash. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim is Harchavas Makam HaMikdash. And maybe that's why you have to eat the Maaser Sheni in the Beis HaMikdash. But Yerushalayim is an expanded Beis HaMikdash. And that's why you could eat it there. And there's a parallel. Maybe the Ramban is thinking, well, Kadshe Kalim is also eaten in Yerushalayim. So you see, Kadshim is related to the whole city of Yerushalayim. So Maaser Sheni so must be in that world. But the Megillas Esther defends the Rambam and says, maybe not exactly. Maybe not exactly. That's lumdis that we're going to have to come back to throughout this Masechta. The relationship between Maaser Sheni and Kachim. And maybe it relates to, and this is all by way of introduction, the Machlokes Tanam that we're going to see numerous times in this Masechta, starting with Daf Aleph, the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Maaser Sheni is considered Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot. It's a machlokas that comes up all over Shas and all over this Masechta. Right? The machlokas starts with one of the Masechta's Kedushin. Could somebody take their Maaser Sheni and get married with their Maaser Sheni? Could they give it to a woman and say, Aram Kudesh Libetaba Zu, be Maaser Sheni Zu? Right? What if they switch the Kedusha of the fruit onto a ring and they give that ring? Is Maaser Sheni mine or not? That's a machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Meir says Maaser Sheni is Mama Gavoa, and therefore you're not married. A chazar has to give something that he owns. And therefore, if he gives Maaser Sheni, he's not married. Rabbi Yehuda says he is married. Major machlokas, whether that would be a marriage or not. There's a machlokas Rishonim that about that machlokas Tanoim. Rashi seems to say that everybody agrees outside Yerushalayim is Mamon Gavoa. It only becomes Mamon Hedyot when you get into Yerushalayim, you can eat it. You can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim. And Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos a Kiddushin and Daftan Gimel is not happy about that. He thinks Rabbi Yehuda holds it is Mamon Hedyot even outside of Yerushalayim. So there's a lot that's discussed here. What else can we talk about by way of introduction? There's a Hafrasha when you do there's a Bracha when you do the Hafrasha of Maaser Sheni. Is there a lachadchila for the Bailam to eat the Maaser Sheni, or is it okay just to give it to a friend? Pidyon, So a pidyon for a minute, many rules for pidyon, all about my switching the kedusha from the fruit onto money. What am I allowed to buy with that money? Do I have to do pidyon, what's called shaveh b'shaveh, same value? What if I don't do it the same value? What if I do pidyon, for a little bit? Right, it's not for the same values. That's a big discussion. We'll have to see. The Rambam discusses this. Again, in the Rambam discusses everything. But if you look in the fourth parak of Meiser Sheni, that's where the Rambam talks about pidyon and what you're allowed to be poda on and what type of money, and you're allowed to be poda twice. What if I switch it onto money? Can I switch it onto other money? What if I have it on fruit? Can I put it on other fruit? Right? Is that allowed? What if I have mangoes and I want to switch it onto, other fruit that are smaller and easier to bring up? Are you allowed to do that? So many halachas regarding pidyon. I was just going to mention the shaveh b'shaveh halacha, perek beis. In the second perek, ma'aser sheni beis beis. That's what the Rambam says. Midus chasidus shepodin ma'aser sheni bizman hazeh b'shavio kederach shepodin also b'fnei abayis. So you should do it at least for the same amount. We're going to learn that the bialim have to add on a chomesh, what we call 25%. That's what we want. We like the Bialim to be poed in, not just someone else, because the Bialim has to make it's more, right? Just like by Hektish. And the Rambam says, "It's a mitzvah chasidus even mizman hazeh." The horu hagaonim sheim ratzal liftos shave mana bepruta lechadchila mizman hazeh poeta. Say the gaonim, but nowadays we're not going to be able to eat the ma'aser sheni anyway. You're not allowed to eat the ma'aser sheni unless you are in Yerushalayim and there's a mizbeach. We'll learn that too. Right, you need a mizbeach in order to eat your, the ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So bezman hazeh, you can't do that. So you should really be poded on shaveh b'shaveh, equal amount of money, and then throw out that money. So you can only do it with a shaveh pruta. That's fine. You don't have to do it. It doesn't have to be more chomer than hektish, which hektish also bezman hazeh, you're nifteh with a shaveh pruta. So again, we'll have to talk about many halachas relating to pidyon. There, Ma'aser Sheni has kedusha. We have to guard it from tumah. We have to guard it from being destroyed. We have to protect it. We have to treat it in a certain way. What about selling it? What about giving it as a present? All different behaviors that we will have to talk about. What else? Ravai comes up towards the end of the Masechta. There are many parallels between Ma'aser Sheni and Ravai, fourth year fruit, after 3 years of Arla, and there are differences between the two. One of the major questions is, there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. That's the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Is there Ravai in Chutz La'aretz? There's no Ma'aser Sheni in Chutz La'aretz, but there's Arla in Chutz La'aretz. Is Ravai more connected to Ma'aser Sheni? Is Ravai more connected to Arla? It follows Arla, but it has the din of Ma'aser Sheni. It's a machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim in the Machalas Azuros. Again, all of these are halachas that come up in our Masechta. One final point, and then we'll get into it, and that is according to most Rishonim, a machlokas that we mentioned often over the last couple of months, Shumas and Maiseris are only by what? Mida Araisa. Rashi and Tosfos and most Rishonim say, only by Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar. Only by wheat, by Dagon, or at least the grains, the five grains, Tirosh V'Yitzar, which the Ramban thinks are oil and wine. Maybe grapes and olives too, but that's it. That's Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzar, Rov Rishonim. The Rambam, all fruit, if you remember. All fruit. Vegetables, though, everybody agrees is Darabanan. Yirakos, Meiser Yirakos is Darabanan. That's Beferish. That's Beferish in Chazal. Oh, we've had a couple of other shitas that are, we had, I think, a Rivet in the Shin Kubetz, is above Metzia, maybe a Daraisa all Shiva Saminim, right? Maybe a little more expanded than Rashi and Tosfos. We had a Rivet also in the Kasuv Shem in Chulin, who says, maybe Rashi and Tosfos, like the Chiyuv, is only by Dogatir Shviyitzar. But if I'm Mafrish from other fruit, it does count me Daraisa. There's a Kiyam Daraisa. That's all wonderful and good. But we have to mention, today, the Yireim and the Smag, who say that all that's true, and I agree with Rashi and Tosfos, by everything, except by Ma'aser Sheni. Except by Ma'aser Sheni, Yireim, Rabbi Elazar Ben-Matz, Tam and Rabbeinu Tam, and the Smag also say, by Ma'aser Sheni, everything's Daraisa, even vegetables. Even vegetables. That's the Shita of the Yireim. The Shita of the Yireim, Kuf Mem Zayin. Kuf Mem Zayin. Av Ma'aser Sheni Noheg B'Shar Peiros Afilu B'Yirakos Shebo Riba Hakasov D'Chsev B'Parshas Re'ei Anochi Aser Taseres Kol Tvo Azarecha Michal Shinem Rav Yachad Levnei Hashem B'makam Shiyivchar Masi Degon Chad Yorosh Yizurecha Ein Li Adagon Yorosh Yizur Minayin L'Rabbas Peiros Tamalomar Tfuas Arecha Minayin L'Rabbas Yirakos L'Maisir Tamalomar Kol Maisir Haaretz Ha'amur B'Sof HaParsha V'yim B'chukosai V'yahu B'Maisir Sheini Mishtar Yitichsiv V'yim Go'ol Yigal V'lamatzinu Gula Maisir Sheini. So he has a limud. He has a limud relating to that, but again, that's the Maisir Sheini uniqueness. Again, so in every Masechta, we learn what does this mitzvah have in common with the rest of its family, right? Truma and Maisir, and does it have any special siblings, right? And that's, I would say, Ravai is a special connection, and Arla, well, not Arla for, Arla's to Ravai, but Maisir Ani, right? We have to talk about this relationship between Maisir Sheini and Ravai, because they have the same din, Yerushalayim. Maisir Sheini and Maisir Ani, they're substitutes. Maisir Ani substitutes for Maisir Sheini. Does that show anything? Does that reflect anything? The fact that Maisir Ani could take the place of Maisir Sheini? So all of this is food for thought and the topics that we talk about. We didn't even talk about beer Maisiris and Vidui Maisiris that come up in the fourth year. So hopefully, we'll see. There'll be time. Okay, now we start the Masechta. Baruch Hashem. Well, we actually started already. The Hachana is part of the start. Can't start without the Hachana. So here we go. Perek Maisir. Maisir Sheini. Perek Masechta Maisir Sheini starts off with Perek Maisir Sheini. Good way to start. Perek Maisir Sheini. Perek Sheini is also Perek Maisir Sheini. So keep that in mind. The first two prakim are called Perek Maisir Sheini. Perek Maisir Sheini Ein Mochrin and Perek Maisir Sheini Nitan. So Perek Maisir Sheini. We start off. Always interesting to wonder why Rabbi Yonasi starts off with certain details of the halachas. He starts off with things that you're not allowed to do with Maisir Sheini because you have to treat it with Kedusha. So Maisir Sheini Ein Mochrin, so you can't sell it. You can't sell Maisir Sheini. Get some Maisir Sheini. In what context? You can't sell Maisir Sheini trying to keep its Kedusha. Meaning, I'm going to sell you Maisir Sheini, and I want the Maisir Sheini to keep its Kedusha, and you'll bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And on my money, the money that you give me for the Maisir Sheini is going to remain chulin. That you're not allowed to do. If I give you the Maisir Sheini, and in a pidyon way, that I'm going to give you the fruit, and that fruit is going to lose its Kedusha, and the money that you give me is going to gain Kedusha, that's okay. That's called pidyon. That's redemption. That's redemption of the Maisir Sheini, and that's okay. That's not Mechira. Here we're talking about a case where it's going to remain its Kedusha. So that's not allowed, because you're not treating it. You're like treating it like a business deal. So, Ein Mochrin Oso, says the Marafolda, Afilo Alichi Yerushalayim, even to bring it to Yerushalayim, Lafi Shehu Kodesh. And Reb Marafolda adds, we'll see this in the Gemara, Vistam Masnisan Rebbe Meir Hi. The Mishnah must be reflecting Rebbe Meir Shita, who says that Maisir Sheini is mamon gavoha, and that's why you're not allowed to sell it. Ein mochrin oso. V'im mashkin oso. You can't use it as a mashkon. Let's say I borrow money from you. I'll give you the Maisir Sheini to hold as a security. No, that's a bizayin. Now let's use Maisir Sheini as a collateral. Also not nice. V'im machlifin oso. You can't substitute. You know, you give me wine, I'll give you oil. Right? You can't switch it. That's also a type of mekach. V'lo shoklin kinegdo. You can't use it as a weight. Can't use it as a weight to weigh something else. Meaning, fruit don't usually have that. But let's say I have Maisir Sheini money. I switched it onto money. And now I know how much that money, I have copper, I have silver, and I know how much that weighs, because that's how money used to work in the olden days. I'll put that on one side of the scale, and I'll weigh something. Now let it do that. Kedusha's Maisir Sheini can't be used in regular business practices. Right? That's not covered. V'lo yomar adam l'chaveiro, b'Yerushalayim, helach yayin v'tein li shemen. One is not allowed to say in Yerushalayim to their friend, you take wine and I'll take oil. Meaning, the line that we just read about Lo Machlifin Oso, that was outside of Yerushalayim. Now we're adding on, even in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to, you shouldn't substitute. You got food, consume the food. Right? Don't be Machlif, don't do substitutions in Yerushalayim. V'chein kol shar haperus. So too all fruit. What is that phrase adding? Ma'ara Fulda. Afal pi shows on a peiris in ma'isu d'tu elamidu rabbanan. Well, he's like Rashi and Tosfos, that even though by other fruit, ma'isu sheini is only d'rabbanan, you still also treat it with kedusha, even though it's only d'rabbanan. So the Rambam obviously would have to say a different explanation of this line. right? Not that it's the Rabbanan, because he holds it as Daraisa. But that's of Shar Kalaperis, right? The Rambam, the Rav Chaim Gnievsky says, Lo Yomar, Halach Te'inim, V'Tein Li Tamarim. Right? Don't switch. Figs is not a din in wine and oil. Just saying that by all fruit, one should not substitute. Aval Nosin Zelazem Anaschina, but you're allowed to give a present. You're allowed to give a present of Ma'aser Sheni. Like we write Ma'aser Sheni. Again, what does this mean, a present? We had, back in the previous Masechta, Matana for certain halachas is Kemecher. Remember when we discussed this? In a Drabanan world, whether that's Kovela Ma'aseris. Right? Mekach is Kovela Ma'aseris. What about Matana? Right? And we discussed that. We related that to the Machlokes Daraisa regarding Yovel. Right? If you give a Matana, is like a Mekach and it goes back in Yovel or not. And the Gemara in Ma'aseris related it, and then said maybe there's a difference between the two. But again, that's, so what is it here? What about here? Matnas chinam. So again, the Mara Folda says, Kigon, shemazmino lechalim al shulchano. That's what this Mishnah means. You're allowed to invite somebody over for lunch and serve a Ma'aser Sheni fruit. That's allowed. Avalosis matana mamish, ledivrei omer matana kemecher, asur, as we just alluded to. But just to give a present, if you hold matana as kemecher, you're not allowed to. What's here? Mutter? Inviting them over for a meal. Right, that's a little different. Which, there's a big question in Lumdis, the Mefarshim, Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer. When I invite you over to my house and I feed you food, is that a present? Am I giving you a present and now it's your food that you're eating? Or you're eating my food? Right, the Ma'nafkamina, the Shulchan Aruch, the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch, talk about it. Somebody takes, I serve them a meatball, and they take that meatball and go to another person, another, right, a man goes over to a woman at the table and says, how are you going to actually be meatball zoo? Because that's Moshe of Yisrael. Right? Is it their meatball or is it my meatball? It's a major discussion in the poskim. Right? So this might hinge on that. You can't give him matana, but when you invite somebody over, you're not really giving him matana. It's really his food that he's sharing. Okay. Meiser Behema in Mochon Oso Tamim Chai. So once we're on the topic of limitations of selling, so we quote other items of Kedusha that have limitations of sales, which really have nothing to do with Ma'aser Sheni, but we have a couple of lines here. Ma'aser Behema, as we know, the 10th sheep, each year I have to give as a carbon. Ma'aser Behema, I have to bring it up to Yerushalayim. Ma'aser Behema, Emochon Oso Tamim Chai, this is all going to be based on Sukkim. You're not allowed to sell a tam, right? A carbon, you can't sell it while it's alive. V'lo Baal Mum Chai V'Shachet, you can't sell it when Baal Mum, Ma'aser Behema, you can't sell it even if it's Shechted. V'ema Kachem Vosa Isha, and you can't get married with Ma'aser Behema, because that's called, the Ma'ara Folda says, Tavi Kemecher, right? That's like selling, that's like a kinyan. Kinyanim, marriage being a form of kinyan is a big topic, but that's why it's included. That's Ma'aser Behema. Habachor, firstborn, the carbon that's automatic. Firstborn sheep that's born to me is a carbon. Mochr noso tamim chai. That can be sold tamim chai, because it's the bailus of a kohen. Ubalmum chai b'shachet. And a balmum, you could always sell it, even if it's chai or shachet. Umakachem bo'as isha. A bachar is considered a monoshal kohen. Right? Meiser behema is not. Interesting. Ve'machalin meiser sheni. Back to meiser sheni. Back to our regularly scheduled mesechta. Ve'machalin meiser sheni ala simon. Pidyon Ma'aser Sheni has to be done on a chashuv coin. An asimon is an unminted coin. It's just a piece of metal that did not get its stamp yet and be minted. So you're not allowed to use an asimon because it is Ma'abeish Enel of Tzura, says the Ma'ara Folda. And again, there's a big discussion that we showed him about the definition exactly. But we'll just call it an unminted coin. V'lo Ma'abeish Enel Yotzi, you can't use a coin that's not usable. That's not liquid. Can't use a coin that nobody would accept. Discussion in the Rishonim. The Rambam, the Ma'ara Folda here quotes the Rambam that special limud. What's the limud? I don't know if this limud is in Chazal. You could use the money on anything you want, but if you have money that you can't buy stuff with, then you obviously can't use it for anything you want, and therefore you can't be podeh on that coin. Rashi in Baba Kama seems to say that if you can't use it, then it's like an asimon. Like an asimon, as if it's a rubbed out. Okay. V'lo al ma'o sheni b'shuso. And you're not allowed to be poda ma'aser sheni on money that is not in your reshus. What do you mean not in your reshus? What if it's in my house? That's okay. The case here is where it fell into the sea. And it's on the bottom of the sea. I'm going to have to hire professional divers to go get my money. You can't use that money for pidyon ma'aser sheni. Okay. So there's a lot of many different halachas that are mentioned here. which are going to have to be spoken about. So, you can't sell it because it has kedusha. It has kedusha, you can't treat it as a stam dvar chol. And you can't use it as a mashkon security because it says bracha ki varecha Hashem Elokecha, and it's not a bracha when you use it as a mashkon. Mefarshim discuss why, because that means you owe money, and therefore you're not in a state of bracha. The Ras Sirlio says, well, usually when you give a mashkon, you don't give such great stuff as a collateral. So you're not going to give such great divrei bracha. So either way, bracha excludes mashkon. Ketzadei mochronoso. What exactly, how does it mean that you're not allowed to sell it? Lo yomar adam lachaveiro, halachas hamana hazeh, shal maiser sheni. Here, you could take this produce. V'tenli bo chamishim zushal chulin. I have all this fruit. I'm not going to Yerushalayim. I'm going to give you 100 zuz worth of produce. And you're going to pay for me only 50. Because why would you take all my money and schlep it up to Yerushalayim if I give you a good deal for it? Okay. So you give me 50, and I'll give you 100 worth of produce. So that you're not allowed to do. Most mafarshim assume that 100 for 100 also is a problem. The issue here isn't going down. The issue is the sale itself. And therefore, it's just saying a lower amount because that's normally what would happen. Man tane mochronoso, so the Gemara says, who is the one, who is the tane of our Mishnah that would say that you can't sell it? Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir who says, right, mamon gavoa hu. Baram k'Rabbi Yehuda bedinu shiyim motu l'mochro. Right, mekava chomer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora, you should be able to sell Meiser Sheni. Why? It's mamon hedyot, and based on a kavachomer, ma im truma she yasur lazara mutal mochra truma, which has a high level kedusha. A zara is not allowed to eat truma, and yet you're allowed to sell it. A kohen could sell truma to another kohen. Meiser sheni shu mutal lazara meino dichi mutal mochra. So meiser sheni, anybody could eat in the right place. So surely you should be able to sell it. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Lo amarta betruma she netuna mechitza. Maybe truma is more kal. You know why you're allowed to sell truma? Because reflected, you're allowed to eat it anywhere. Tomer b'maiser sheni shutan mechitza. Maybe maiser sheni is more chomer than truma. You see from the fact that you have to eat in Yerushalayim. So maybe that therefore you can't sell it either. So Gemara says bikurim yochicha. No, bikurim will prove that's not true. Sheni tuna mechitza mutal machron. Bikurim also need this old city walls, and yet you're allowed to sell it. So too maiser sheni. Lo amarta bikurim sheni tosen as demehan. Oh, maybe bikurim is different because bikurim is not tofes as demehan. Bikurim you don't switch onto money. The kedusha bikurim can't switch. So remember, Meiser Sheni, you toface is dumb of. Meiser Sheni is. The kedusha Meiser Sheni is transferred, so maybe that it shows it's different. Shvias tochiach, one more line. Shvias will prove that that's not true. She toface is dumb of. Shvias, right, the kedusha transfers, and yet, in certain cases where you need it, you're allowed to sell kedusha shvias. So therefore, the kal v'chomer stands, says the Gemara, Amar Abudin Mazu. No, don't compare Shvius to Meiser Sheni. That's not a good defense of the Kal V'chomer. Shvius, the money becomes Kadosh, right? And to our Mishnah, where you want the money to stay Chulin. Remember, that's how we explained the first line about selling it. So you can't compare selling Shvius to selling Meiser Sheni. And therefore, don't bring me that Kal V'chomer. And therefore, the Gemara ends up, at this stage, by rejecting the Kal V'chomer. But again, there's more to talk about here, but we'll have to wait. The Meshem will continue with some of these discussions tomorrow. Meiser Sheni, we had a Haskalah.